Hello, adventurers. This is episode 79, and it has been a while because, well, I had a lot going on, and I was in a big period of transition, which I didn't realize was going to be a period of transition until suddenly it was happening. So to reverse, I'm recording this on the first Monday of November. It's November 5th in the morning while my kids are at school. And my kids have been back at school for Julian has been in preschool for just over 2 months now, and Pippa is well into 2.5 months of kindergarten. And my transition started on her first day of kindergarten. I left Julian at home. Nathan went in late and stayed home with Julian so that I could go to school and just fully give Pippa my attention and give the teacher my attention at the orientation. And there was, you know, like an hour long orientation for the first day of kindergarten. And I'd had, you know, this, I always run into problems when I have expectations. And for some reason, I had this expectation. I did this co-op for preschool. So there's a lot of volunteering and involvement, and it's a choice I made. I had this idea that once my daughter started kindergarten, I wouldn't be needed as much. And the ways I would be needed would be, you know, maybe cutting up some construction paper into shapes at night when I was watching TV. But that first day of orientation, the teacher told us, you know, as your kids get older, the teachers are not going to want you at school anymore because it's more of a interference and they don't need you. But you're not there yet. It's kindergarten and I want your help as much as possible. I want volunteers as, you know, every day, if, you know, even multiple volunteers. So she's making this pitch for needing volunteers. And as I sat there, I just realized I want to still be involved. I'm not done with being as, you know, I was very actively involved in preschool because I was doing volunteer days and I was running the book fair and I was just doing little extra projects on the side for teachers. And I realized I want to continue this involvement and I'm not just ready to release my daughter to kindergarten without me being at school every couple of weeks. And so I had this expectation of a lot more, you know, just a few extra hours of free time, but suddenly I had this shift and I was like, oh shit, I'm going to have two kids in school now and two sets of volunteer requirements. And I wasn't planning on this. I wasn't expecting kindergarten to still require some involvement. But I wanted to be involved. So anyway, I'm taking a long time to explain this because I don't want to say it, but I decided a voice in me, my intuition just told me standing there in the kindergarten orientation that I had to end support group. I've been running a mom-to-mom support group since Pippa was about 1 year old, and I valued the work. I thought it is important work, and I felt it gave me a sense of worth because I felt like I was adding something to my community. And it was very upsetting to have my intuition just tell me in the middle of this kindergarten orientation. I mean, I'm standing there in the back of this kindergarten room and all these kids are at their cute little mini desks with their new pencil boxes, and they're all like sitting there with hands folded, listening to their new kindergarten teacher. And I'm just sitting there trying to like my knees are shaking because I'm realizing that I'm in like this new transition, and I denied it. And I my voice in my little, my intuition, it always comes from my gut voice said, it's time to end support group. And I was like, no. And I proceeded to go into like a 48-hour period of bargaining where I was like, well, what if I go every other week? And my intuition was like, no. And then it's like, well, what about monthly? No. What about monthly at night? No. So then I realized after all that bargaining that it wasn't simply that my intuition was saying you don't have time for this, that there was something deeper going on. And I gotta be honest, I still don't fully understand it. I think it was partly that my healing from postpartum depression, it really is complete. And I'm not a mental health professional. I'm not a counselor. And going to support group every week, or even if I reduced it, I was not a peer anymore. It's a peer-to-peer support group that I was running, and I was no longer a peer. So I had found myself in past months in more of a counselor position, which I'm not. I don't have the training for it. I don't want to do that. That's not my calling. And so instead, I was forcing myself to still take on the role of peer. And when I wasn't, and I was trying to relate to issues moms were having when I really couldn't. But, you know, when you hang out with a bunch of people who are angry, you will start to feel angry. And when you hang out with a bunch of moms who have postpartum depression and start to play the part of a peer to help support them, you can start to, the symptoms can almost reactivate. You can almost, for me, I'm very, what's the word, empath? I'm very, you know, I feel what people are feeling. And I had to put up a boundary for me. I had to take a foot out of 2013 when I fully had postpartum depression and put it firmly in 2018 when I am a woman with two small children, but I'm a woman who has fully, fully recovered from postpartum depression. And I've not only recovered, but I've made just enormous progress with my own mental health, and I feel better today than I've ever felt in my entire life. So once I really came to terms with the fact that I really believe that my intuition, it's important that I live my best life when I follow it, and that I don't always have like all the answers and it's not all rational. But so once I started following my intuition, I told Karen, the owner of the family room where I used to run the group, that I was like, shit, I'm done. I don't even know why, but I have to be done. And she, you know, she's like, that's, you know what, you have to do you. And if you have to end this, then you have to end this. And she wanted to keep the group running. And so I think she was looking for someone to replace me. And, but, you know, I decided I would go one more week and then I'd be done. And that's what I did. I went one more week. I took a week off to really process it. And that week, you know, I have Thursdays are my babysitting day. And to not have support group that afternoon, it was very liberating because I got to do a lot more writing, and writing is my calling. It's not running a support group. It's not like taking on some sort of counseling position. And it's hard to say this out loud on this podcast, but my calling is not a mental health advocate in the long term. It was a calling and I answered it. And now my calling is having me pivot and shift towards other things. And so this was the transition I was in the past couple of months of accepting the fact that I answered the call to write a memoir about postpartum depression. I answered the call to start a podcast, this podcast. I answered the call to start a support group. I answered the call to run the Climb Out of the Darkness 1 year, to raise awareness, to raise money. I kept answering that call, and now suddenly the call is different. The call is for me to volunteer with kindergarten, and I'm only doing it every couple of weeks. So 1 week I'll do Julian's preschool, and then another week I've dedicated Wednesdays. I've discovered that I need habits and I need everything on autopilot to clear the clutter out of my head. And I've started, they call it bullet journaling. I like calling it dot journaling because dot just sounds so nice. Dot bullet sounds bullet. So I like calling it dot journaling, but it's called bullet journaling when you go on Pinterest. I've started doing that, and it's really, the past few weeks, it's really helped clear my head and free up some mental bandwidth. And let me feel a little more creative and a little more relaxed. I used to be a mom who yelled pretty much every day or every, oh, there goes my voice, every day, every other day. And now I'm like, I can just go weeks without yelling and it feels so good. So I just feel like I'm following my intuition. So I'm doing a lot of volunteering. I'm a room mom at kindergarten. I'm still running the book fair at preschool and, you know, doing my volunteer requirements for Julian's class. And me and Julian have Tuesdays together, which is very lovely and sweet. You know, we have a lot of play dates. We go to the zoo, we go to the park, we go to gardens. We have a lot of fun together. I'm having a lot of mommy time with Pippa. And I don't want to create any guilt or, geez, you know, you decided to do a podcast and that's when you get a sore throat. I don't want to create any guilt or pressure on any of you. I want to tell you to follow your call, wherever that is leading you. Well, if your call is to start doing heroin and sell your children into like slavery, that's not a good call. That's not a call. You're mistaking your call. But if you do the work and get into touch with your intuition, and you know, the way you do that work, I mean, the way I did it in a nutshell is through journaling every day and through, I actually got in touch with my intuition through painting. I'm not a painter, but I was painting, and there's an artist, Flora Bowley. I better write these notes down so I can put it in the show notes. And she's written some books about it, and she about painting, and I think like one of her books is called like Brave Intuitive Painting. And so her books and painting with her books really got me in touch with my intuition. and just listening to it, it's like a muscle and you develop it and you can get to a place. But so that brings me to the podcast. I have healed so much from postpartum depression that, well, I think I'm done with the show. Postpartum depression, I had to heal from it, and I did. I had to recover. I had to do a lot of work. I had to tell my story again and again and again. I had to write my story. I had to publish my story. Thank you to all of you who have bought it and read it. It's called Adventures of Postpartum Depression. It's on Amazon, and you could go to my website, ppdadventures.com, and there's a link on the homepage to get the free download. So the book is still out there, and I intend to answer the call and do whatever feels right for sharing the book. The book is out there, and I feel like that's the important thing. And but I feel like I healed from postpartum depression, which cued me into a lot of work I needed to do. So I did a lot of work with a psychologist and really made a lot of progress on my anxiety. And then I was done with that work. And a few years later, I felt the call to do work again. And I got a new therapist because I didn't feel like I needed cognitive behavioral therapy. I needed more like talking and doing some art therapy. And so I found my therapist, Victoria, and we worked together for a little over a year. And I did some wonderful work until suddenly I realized I was done with that. And so right now I'm in a period without a therapist. But so I feel like I progressed through my postpartum depression for like a year of my life, which prompted me to do a lot of work swimming through psychological waters. And swimming through all those psychological waters, doing journaling, doing therapy, meditating, walking, building my intuition, has sort of set me on a spiritual journey where I do, and it's not, I'm not going to church, I'm not doing yoga or anything, it's just a lot of writing and reading different spiritual books from different faiths and just figuring it out and letting my heart expand as I go. But that doesn't work for this show, because if you have postpartum depression or anxiety or any of the maternal mood disorders, you just have to get through that. And the tools that I have and that are working for me in my life right now and the ideas I have, they're just, it's what I think of as living beyond PPD. It's just beyond PPD. I mean, when you have PPD, you need to get enough sleep. You need those basic building blocks of maybe getting some exercise, getting some alone time, sharing your story, finding people you can relate to. And so that this podcast is not going away. I don't know if I'm ever going to make another episode. My intuition tells me I'm done. Nathan told me to just say the 2018 season's is over so that I have the option, like the ellipses, that I could come back when I want. My intuition's like, no, sweetie, you're done, which is making me sad. But it's also really a beautiful thing to follow your own intuition and do what you're meant to be doing. And something I've learned is when you're forcing yourself to do something that's not right for you anymore, you're depleting your own energy, but you're also taking up space that belongs to someone else. And I know that there is at least one woman listening to the show, if not a dozen of you, who has toyed with the idea of starting a podcast like this. And you're like, well, I could just be a guest on Courtney's show. And like, no, maybe it's time for you to start your show, because sharing your story on one episode will just make you want to share it like 5 or 6 more episodes and will give you more a platform to get things off your chest and rant and share your ideas and connect with other moms. So if I keep doing this show when it's not right for me anymore, I'm taking up space that someone else is supposed to fill. I'm taking someone else's calling, and that's not okay. So I'm done. Yeah. I mean, I can always come back. I know that. And I was asking my intuition right before I did this. I was taking a walk, and I said, am I done with this podcast? And it said, you're done. It's like, damn. And it's like, am I? And it's been telling me that for 2 months. It's taken me 2 months. That's why I haven't done an episode, because I'm like, no, I don't want to say goodbye. Am I done with podcasting? No, the answer is no. So I'm going to come back to podcasting. Is it this year? No. Is it next year? No. Is it the year after? Maybe. Okay. This is how my intuition really works. We have conversations. Julian is in preschool this year. It's 3 days a week for 3 hours. And Pippa's school starts after him. So I literally drop him off and I have 2.5 hours, if even that. And I think it's just this book that I love is called Essentialism: Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown. And he talks about how if you do too much, you can't do anything well, that you need to focus on the essentials. And so right now, I think my essentials are my own spiritual work and through journaling and also working on my physical health. I've made a lot of progress this year. I'm down 35 pounds. Woohoo! And I've got more weight to lose. And you know what? My weight is my ashram. I don't need to go to India. I just need to question all the mindless eating I do, and I can make a lot of progress spiritually there. Don't need to buy a ticket to India, which is good because I don't really want to take my kids to an ashram and, you know, be in a cave meditating. You just can't do that with kids. Motherhood is my ashram. I'm probably not even pronouncing ashram right. It's A-S-H-R-A-M, you know, the place Liz Gilbert goes and you pray love when she goes to India. So, okay. Bear with me. I think I will be back to podcasting at some point. I think it'll be with a co-host next time. I don't know what it'll be. If it'll be about menopause, if it'll be about motherhood, as you know, because this job never ends. If it'll be about spirituality, if it'll be about writing, I don't know. But right now I'm called to motherhood and working with my kids and volunteering at their school and to writing. And I'm writing, I think I have more nonfiction in me to write, but right now I have to journal my nonfiction and figure out what that is. And I am writing a fantasy series. And it's about a woman who is a bastard princess, and she's has magical abilities, but she lives in a kingdom where magic is forbidden, and la la la. I could tell you the whole story, but that's not appropriate for this podcast. But that's what my calling is, and I've been working on that, and it's really fun, and it feels really, really right, and it's its own adventure and journey. And it's a series, so I'm outlining book one, but I'm also figuring out all this stuff. I think it's like I'm imagining 7 books, because once you've like dug into a world, you want more, but I want there to be an ending. I don't want it to be like one of those series where it's like 18 books and maybe we're gonna have 19. I don't know. So you know, it does need an ending. So I'm imagining 7, and so I'm working on all that, and I'm working on my physical health, and exercise has just become, you know, I had to work on it at the beginning of the year because I was neglecting exercise in order to have more time to write. And I realize now it was because I was doing the support group and I was done, and I just needed to free up that time because it took me several hours a week to run support group. And that was all the time I needed to increase my exercise. And now I do this program called Classical Stretch almost every day. It's on PBS in the United States, or no, I can't speak for the United States. It's on PBS in Pasadena. All right. So, but it's also like on YouTube. I love Classical Stretch. And I walk. I quit my gym, and it felt so good to quit the gym because I would drive by it and think, oh, I gotta go to the gym since I'm paying for a membership. And no, it's like I love walking, and I live in a part of the world where you can walk, you know, 362 days a year. So why not walk? And if it's raining, I can go to the mall, or I can do an exercise video at home. So I'm doing a lot of that, and it feels really good. I hope that you follow. It's hard to end this. This is episode 79, and all the other episodes are still there. A couple I had to delete along the way because the moms asked me. I think I can repost a couple, though, because they were taken down for space reasons, so I'll try to repost them when I get a chance. So those episodes, those stories are still relevant and true, and so for those of you who this is your first time listening, you can still go back and just listen to all the different wonderful stories that have been shared over the past couple of years. And they just don't change. And, you know, there's still the Mom in Mind podcast is wonderful. And the Katie Flores's podcast, Natural Postpartum, I'll put it in the show notes. And Katie's been on the show a couple of times. And some of you listening, if you feel the call to start a podcast, answer that call. Because you don't have to, just because you answer a card call doesn't mean you're answering it for the rest of your life. You know, any call that you have, You don't have to figure out how that's going to fit into your life next month or next year or in the next decade. You just answer it. And when it's time for it to end, it ends. So, you know, I answered this call to do a podcast and I didn't know. I didn't like write down a commitment like I'm doing this until the day I die. Sometimes, yeah, I think I said on podcast episodes that I might be doing this to the day I die. And then my intuition was just like, no, you're done. So I feel like I'm rambling now. I'm looking over my notes. Okay, so I'm on Instagram, Courtney.Novak, you know, at Courtney.Novak. I have a new website, CourtneyHenningNovak.com. I'm there sporadically. Sometimes I'm like, I post 3 times a week and then I disappear. But I'll keep, Instagram is the most reliable place to find me. I hope you do, I know you can recover. You are not alone. I hope that, you know, you have this podcast. There's all these back episodes you can listen to. You can listen to Mom and Mind. There's so many wonderful books out there. And you have what you need to recover in you already. You don't need me to save you. I can't. I can't save anyone. There's no magic words I can say that wave a wand. We all just have our own journeys to walk. And we have to do them when we do them. And figure it out for ourselves. So I wish I could figure it all out for you. And I hope some things I've said have like given you aha moments. But I know you don't need me to keep doing this to recover because I know you have it in you to do it yourself. So yeah, I think I need to sign off because the place I am in my life right now is just not relevant to what is needed for this podcast. So it's time to pass the torch to whoever out there is listening and ready to carry it. And if you're listening and you're suddenly in a panic like, shit, I think I do need to start a podcast, well, just Google it. It's all out there. I mean, seriously, just Google how to start a podcast. And hundreds of people have written articles, if not thousands. And you just read the first few hits that come up on Google and you will know everything you need to know. Oh, there's my phone ringing. Do you hear the Game of Thrones tone? All right, that's my cue to stop rambling. All right, thousands of women. I love that this is happening with the Game of Thrones music. I hope you can hear it. Thousands of women right now are struggling with postpartum depression. You are not alone. With proper support, you can and will make a full recovery. I love you, and I wish you all the best.